The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, Imperial Pool and Spas, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com in beautiful Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Yes, it is.
And it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day today.
But we finally, like you say, we finally got the summer. It's hot.
It comes every
year. It's been hot this week.
It comes every year.
But you know, it hadn't been hot as it has been. It was low 90s, but man, it felt
bad. As long as you've worked outside, so you're not out you're there complaining anymore, about old man. The heat.
Yeah, I am. About 2:30, 3 o'clock every day, it's gotten almost miserable.
I kind of like it.
Yeah?
Yeah, to me, Rhonda says it's melting in the house, and I'm freezing, yeah. So I go outside to get warmed up.
I hear you.
When you get on blood thinners, that happens.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I understand
so how's
that.
Your week?
It was a good week. I was joking out there with you that the I guess I have to be like a dad at work, and we have a family, and we had to kind of, with the heat going on and all, everybody gets a little frustrated.
They get aggravated. And
had to keep the family moving in the right direction.
The secret we found to that is you're working pretty hard in the mornings. About lunchtime, you kind of slack off and let them go through the motions.
Yeah, we kind of have done
that. They will get kind of yielded.
Try to get things done outside early and then survive the afternoon inside.
Well, we were supposed to have some rain today, but it was supposed to have rained 2 or 3 days this week. It never happened.
So. We haven't had any since when? I guess last weekend it rained Saturday night or Sunday?
Saturday.
I had 2.5 inches Sunday. In my rain gauge.
So and we had some Tuesday night, but it didn't mount the most. Mm-hmm. We were supposed to have some last night, and there was rumbling in my house, but it went around
us.
Yeah,
it was
something.
Dripping this morning, but it's going to clear. I said later today, maybe. I might get some. But you know, when it heats up like this, it fires
this
up
time
thunderstorms.
And you got to remember, August is next week.
Yeah, I know.
We'll be September in 30 days. It'll be fall.
And that's something. Yeah, we were this has never happened since I've been at Carolina Fresh in 17 years, but we have our fescue seed. Came in already in July. I'm like, what? This has never happened. So I guess
that doesn't sound right.
And the seed came down a little bit, which is good. So I guess there's been a huge supply this year, but that happens with the seed people every year.
See, the thing that I don't understand on that, they grow it out there where it's been so hot this year. So how are they growing fescue seed in 110?
I have no idea. Well, I don't know. In Oregon, I don't know if it's that hot in Oregon, but they the seed game is a money game. And well, the farmers, I mean, basically they plant what they can make money. That's what I would do, too. If corn, you're going to make more money, you plant corn. If you're going to make, and they'll put seed up in the silos and hoard it and act like we don't have any and try to get the price up.
Well, with the ethanol thing, the corn is the big money maker, has been for years.
But they
bounce
around.
Most inefficient form of energy, but they subsidize it and keep doing it.
Bounce around a little bit.
Yep.
I guess we'll have hurricane season coming up soon, so. They've already had a few.
They've already had four named storms that they never mounted to nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't amount to much, but
that'd give them something to complain about.
Yeah. I like to watch the hurricanes and what they do and all that kind of stuff. I don't like to see the devastation.
I like to see them go somewhere else.
Yeah. I like to see the remnants of, we usually get some good rain, maybe in September from a remnants of one. But
people in the Carolinas want to complain, but the worst one that ever hit the Carolinas was Hurricane Hazel in 1954. And my mom and dad, and I wasn't even born yet. I was born in 55. But they were in Wilmington, North Carolina. And they actually came up here when Hazel came. And Hazel was so destructive because it kept bouncing off the coast and went up the Hudson River in New York. That's where most of the deaths were. Now, you and I remember Hugo.
Yeah.
And that was, I don't ever want to go through that again. We didn't lose that.
That was something else.
But it took us 3 weeks to clean everything up.
I remember a lot of people know our wives met each other before. They worked at Holiday Inn Carowinds, and my wife was up there, and they were so busy because everybody came from Charleston. The hotel was sold out, and then the hurricane comes right through here. It was nuts. So, we never see that again.
Mine wouldn't even talk to me back then. So
I know y'all were still
that wasn't a problem.
Y'all were still jockeying around, figuring out what's going on.
You ain't heard this story. We got a very special guest today, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, we never introduce people in the first segment. So.
And I'll let you introduce him since you lined him up, and it only took you 2.5 years to do it.
Yeah, well, pretty good.
But we won't.
We may end up back on their show again.
But anyway,
it's all over Rock Hill, evidently.
So when my wife talking and I, about it. When my wife and I met, her two sisters introduced us outside a bar on Cherry Road called Limelights. It's where Friedman's Car is right now.
And some people call it a different name, but it's
she's right. So stuck up, she stuck her nose up there, turned and walked into a pole. And I had witnesses, her two sisters. She still denies it to this day, but both of them saw it. The problem was she thought she was God's gift to the world. I knew I was, so we had a problem. Still do. 25 years later, we still
You can
have
tell
a
that Rhonda's supervision, you drove yourself here today, so you don't have Rhonda supervising you, so it's all coming back
still,
out.
She's still the sergeant major.
Yeah, she's listening right now, so it's funny.
I had surgery on
She'd be on the way up here.
Had surgery on June the 14th, and nothing went according to plan. It was supposed to be 4 hours. It lasted 7.5 hours. I was supposed to be in the hospital 5 days, and I spent 16 days. So 3 weeks ago, Dr. Allen, the vascular surgeon, yelled at me. I mean, yelled. They heard him in the waiting room. That was on Friday, and he put her in charge. So he would call the house on the weekends. He wouldn't call me. He'd call her. So I started calling her the sergeant major, and now he calls her the sergeant major.
Yeah. Well, she's done a great job.
She has done a great job, but it's just...
You look like a different man today compared to 4 weeks ago.
Well, Tuesday you let me drive again. Mm-hmm. You don't know how bad it sucks not being able to get around and have to depend on other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
The birds now. Yeah. And I had to keep my legs up. What they did, they replaced an artery in my right leg. So you have to keep them up so the blood flow will go. Well, you're sitting in a four-wall room in a recliner with your legs stuck up there for 20 hours a day, it gets kind of boring.
And you're used to doing nothing but working for 43 years and all of a sudden put the brakes on.
One thing I found out last year, though, is 67-year-old men or women shouldn't be working 65 hours a week. It hurts.
Shouldn't. That's true.
But anyway.
All right. Well, I hear the music and we'll be right back with the Gardener's Bench.
Specialists at Imperial Pool and Spa in Lake Wylie and Rock Hill. We are your local BioGuard dealer, ready to assist you with a wealth of pool care knowledge, wide range of proven BioGuard products, and everything needed to establish the best system. Come see us.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, it's Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. This time of year, it's important to make sure food is available to your feathery friends. Refill and refresh your bird bath and feeders often. Plus, get your 2 pounds of free bird seed on your first store visit. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Heating and air.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again.
And we're back to the gardener's bench.
I'll try not to do any singing. I listened to our show last week and evidently I was doing some singing.
I listened to it, but I didn't hear that part. But anyway.
Yeah, you were singing too.
I don't care.
That's good. That means we're happy.
I had a guy singing come in one time and said, "You guys have way too much fun on that show." Mm-hmm. I said, "Well, we didn't have fun, we wouldn't do it."
Yeah.
At our age, we take fun where we can get it.
It's a good way to kick off Saturday morning.
Mr. Rector Line does a very special guest.
I'm super
today.
Excited about this. Yeah. I've known this young man for a while, and Rock Hill knows him, too. It's Lucas McFadden from the CN2 and the Palmetto Morning Show, and he was nice enough to have me and Steve on there a couple of times, and we always teased him about, you're going to have to come on our show now. So, but we finally got him on here. It's happy. He gets up early every morning, so I'm glad he came up here to spend some time with us today.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Well, thank you so much for the invitation and any chance to hang out with both of you.
It just took him a while to get here.
That's all right. I got a busy schedule, but y'all have got one too. So.
Good things take time.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So we're glad to have you. Yeah. So tell us what your role is. I know you do many things. I see you at a hamburger contest or something every week that you're doing. So
I like to joke that I was Ken before Barbie and Ken. Much like Ken, I've had a lot of different looks and a lot of different jobs.
I've thought about you as Ken since this movie came out.
Yeah, thanks, David. That's good. They make a sequel. Move over Ryan Gosling room for me. I'm sure it's exactly what Hollywood wants, right? Someone from South Carolina.
We'll do a Rock Hill version.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll take that. But let's see. Man, we can go all the way back as far as you want, but I'm from Fort Lawn in Chester County. Mm-hmm. Born and raised on our family's farm. Now
I didn't know anybody admitted to being from Fort Lawn.
Well, we are proud folks down there, and my granddad had cows. So we would go with him often to the auction barn in Chester and sell the cows. But once my grandparents passed away, we got out of the cow business pretty quickly and just now have beautiful land.
We still have land,
and we take it for granted. It wasn't until I went off to college that I realized not everyone has the same kind of experience.
Or to grow up the same.
That's exactly right, that I did. So I really learned real hard and quick how great of a life I had in college when I could come home and not be surrounded by tons of neighbors and, you know, just the city life.
I grew up in the mountains between Asheville and Hendersonville. And on the side of the mountain, and my dad worked for the power plant right there on I-26. We moved there when I was 8, and we raised horses. We lived between two dairy farms, so every year he'd go to one of them and buy two little bull calves, and we'd raise them, we'd eat one and sell one. Well, I had steak every Saturday night till I was 18. I thought everybody did. I didn't know we were special. So I went off to college and found out that everybody didn't eat steak.
Now, where's all the steak at?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Man.
I'm going, this is weird. And towards the end of the year, when it came time to butcher the next one, you were eating beef every night trying to get the freezers empty. Even the dog was getting cooked meat. We had two freezers full because a 1,000-pound calf, that's a lot of beef.
Yeah, it is.
You know that,
right?
Right. That's a lot of beef.
So. Yes, sir.
And he kept telling us he traded out with a friend of his, but I know they were ours that we were eating. And I just pretended not to pay attention.
Oh, man. Well, I went to the College of Charleston. So for me, the biggest thing to get used to was not living away from home. It wasn't the school life. It was literally living in a city where you could hear the trash trucks and you mean I can just go and walk and go get it? Like, I still to this day say I've got errands to run or going to town. And I have to. I feel like I need to do 3 or 4 things to make it worth our while.
I do the same.
So yeah, it's exactly right. But I wouldn't take it for anything in the world. Mom and Dad still live there, so we go and visit them a lot. And it's so nice just to go and play.
So you're not related to any of McFadden's in Rock Hill?
We are not. That not that I know of, but I get asked that a lot.
Far enough back, you probably are.
I've said the same thing. Mm-hmm. I said if they claim us, I'll claim them.
And see, my mother was a Williams.
Oh, okay.
So we moved
here. A lot of them in the phone book.
Well, we moved here in 1983. We were living in Huntersville when we started the nursery down here, driving back and forth, and that was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And
gas was like 59 cents then.
Who we were. We about starved to death. They went to do business with us because we were from Rock Hill.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a lady up in TK who was putting out a bi-monthly magazine. And it was really a magazine. And she wanted to do a story on us, so she did 1 month. And she told who our grandparents were and who all our uncles and aunts were. But we had more work than we could do. I mean, it was literally snowballed. I mean, we were run over.
That's the way it starts.
And it's been that way ever since.
Man.
Yeah, but it helped that Tommy and I liked the publicize things a little bit too. But,
well, that helps when you're in business.
But Williams, Mitchell, and Sturgis were all first cousins.
Oh yeah, there's a ton of them here.
Back in 1980, that was half a raw deal.
Nobody would have fact checked.
Yeah, that's it. They didn't have social media around. They didn't really care back then.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So anyway, so from there went to College of Charleston, and when I was home for the summers during college, I knew I wanted to do, you know, be a television news anchor, and so reached out to Johnny Barnes. And you know, you're young in college.
I'm sorry.
I know. Well, you learn a lot from Johnny Barnes.
Johnny and I were running buddies back in the
80s. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then
we were in JC's together.
I need some dirt, not to show. He's good. He gave me my first job. But I kind of got turned down my first time, and that was my first dose of reality in college. Mm-hmm. This is not going to be an easy job to get and to hang on to. So I came back again the next summer. A little older, more wise.
A whole lot wiser.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so I worked there for 3 months, writing commercials, going out with the production people. So I wasn't on the news side, but I did more of the behind-the-scenes stuff. Yeah. That's it. I got my foot in the door.
Now, what year was that?
That was like 99, 2000.
Okay, that was later.
And then graduated in 2001 and still worked upstairs. They invited me back that next summer, and I said, sure, I'll come. Because I said to myself, once I have my degree now and a year, almost a year and a half worth of experience in television news working at a TV station in Charleston, I wasn't going to take no for an answer. And so I heard that there was an opening, and I walked downstairs into the news director's office and closed the door and said, I'm not going to leave here till I get a job. I'll audition.
There you go.
I worked for like a month and a half for free on Fridays down in the news department, just gathering stories, going out on stories. And so I stayed there for about 3 years, from 2001 to 2004. From 04 to 08, I went to go work for WIS, the NBC affiliate in Columbia. And then from 08 to the current, I've come back to CN2, and then 6 years ago, I added Palmetto Mornings to my resume.
That's a very good show. I don't know if any of y'all ever listened to that, but what time does that start?
6 o'clock in the morning, six to nine in the morning.
6 to 9 in the morning, so.
Now, I roll in around 6:30, but I go to the gym.
Well, you got to get your hair right before you come
that's
here.
That's right.
So the gym is the big thing.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more and Lucas McFadden.
Bioguard makes pool care a cinch with simple systems broken down into 3 easy steps. This is Barrett Elder. Following our simple program, you can sanitize and kill bacteria and destroy contaminants using algicide to stop the algae.
See us in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or carolinafreshfarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Vinny Etter of AirTech. Our business is growing, and if you have experience or prior training as a heating and air technician, we need you. Pay is based on experience, and you have the opportunity to advance.
Willing to learn, AirTech will teach you. Call 327-7100 and receive the area's best starting base pay.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, it's Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. This time of year, it's important to make sure food is available to your feathery friends. Refill and refresh your bird bath and feeders often. Plus, get your 2 pounds of free bird seed on your first store visit. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
We got all the friends that money can buy, so we never have to be alone. And we keep getting richer, but we can't get our picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies
for my
mother?
Stone.
A good voice,
and
David.
We
really do.
I keep telling people I have a voice. And I sing at work, and the customers in the store, and the people
and they
work
run.
With me are like, you know somebody's in here. I'm like, yeah, I don't care.
You run.
Anyway, I don't care.
So you've been with the cable since?
Right. So I just celebrated my 22nd year of working in TV news. So I came, started again right out of college. So that's 2001. So it's obviously 2023. And so 22 years, so four, minus 4 years working at another TV station. Mm-hmm. But I've done, my entire life has been in the state of South Carolina. And that includes working in news, which is really unheard of because a lot of times journalists have to leave and go to smaller stations throughout the country and then come home. I'm just fortunate that I've been able to do my entire everything in life. I was born at York County General Hospital, less than a couple miles from here. So everything I've done from birth till current time has all been in South Carolina.
That's kind of rare.
Yeah, I'm very proud.
I live a mile from York General, and that's where I was born.
Oh, that should be a museum.
So. My mother was born at York General.
I live, as I sit right here, I grew up down Saluda Street, probably 2 miles down there. So.
But she was born
there. I'm Rock Hill, man.
She was born there in 1929.
Who's that?
My mother.
At York General?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Rhonda was born there the same.
There was another hospital back then, Catholic one or Saint something, but
it didn't last long.
I didn't know where that was, but
had to look it up. Rhonda and Ronnie Wallace were born there on the same day.
Oh,
that's
right.
That's scary.
They had a half a good day.
And the same doctor delivered them.
That's it. Wow.
Now,
that was different births. For sure.
Talking about hospitals, down here on Confederate Avenue.
That's right.
The old two-story home. What was the deal with that? That was a hospital, too, I've heard.
That was the Catholic hospital.
Now maybe that was the one I was thinking about.
I think that's the one you were talking about.
Saint something. I don't know.
And they're in the process of restoring it now.
No, that's the one near your house,
right.
Matt.
Right, yeah. Right there. And then
just turn, take a left there. Matt's house is right down the road there if you want to go.
Yeah, I'm not giving out my address.
I'll give out your phone number.
There's a big white house across the street. Now, they had the normal hospital, and they said that was the children's building.
Huh.
And it had a big screen porch up top where they could wheel the gurneys out and have the kids. And actually, the alleyway runs right through my backyard that used to be like the drop-off at the hospital.
How about that?
So we're all the time finding bricks and things, all kinds of treasures when I cut grass that get thrown around.
History of Rock Hill with the gardener's bench.
That's right.
We'll look that up. We'll have answers next week for you.
Rock Hill has
or maybe Palmetto Mornings to talk about it.
Hey, that's right. We have the Palmetto Mornings investigation team.
That's right.
That's what we call it.
You got 5 days to get it before we can. We gave him a story for this week.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I've got a book somewhere that's got all the history of it, but I don't know where it is.
Mm-hmm. That'll be good for you to pull out when you got your legs propped up.
All has something to do
when you're rocking on the front porch. I got to get over to your house and rock over there.
I rock every day.
What time?
Whenever I feel like it.
Okay.
I don't have to go by
time. It's after lunch, right?
I do it sometimes
after
3 o'clock
tomato
in the
sandwich.
If I feel like it, I do it.
3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't have time schedules.
That's
now.
Right. You don't, man. These retired people.
I did that forever.
Just do what they want.
That's a great thing. If I want to go watch the cars go up down the road, I do.
And that's a great thing.
The problem out there where we are is getting to be a lot of cars going up down the road. We never had that before. So.
Yeah, there's a lot more cars in Rock Hill.
The other day, Rhonda was taking me to the doctor and had to wait for 5 cars before she could pull out. That's the first time ever.
My gosh.
5 cars. That means
she almost went back to the house and said, forget it.
Yeah, not happening today.
Exactly.
Too much traffic.
You know where we live.
Well, they haul tail on that road. West End Road, isn't it? West End?
West Oak.
West Oak.
Oh.
Yeah, they moved down that road.
It was at West Oak Road.
The cut through.
And then somebody knocked up one of the signs down, the one up on Pennington, and they put West Oak Drive. Mm. So when I bought my mom and daddy's house, after they passed away, I had, I can't even think of his name right now. It was Wes Hayes' partner.
Mm.
Anyway, he was handling the transaction. He said, we got to come up with a name for the road for the deed. It took me a day to get somebody to tell me what the name of the road was going to be. I said, look, I got to have it before I can file this.
And trying to buy this house has been here for years.
The county told me to call the state, but the state doesn't put names on road. They put numbers. So the state said call the county. Mm-hmm. So I was calling back and forth for 2 days, and nobody could tell. And finally, the little girl says, well, I can give you the name, but I'm sitting right beside the girl from the state. I don't know why it took you so long.
Man.
I was not happy. But yeah. Anyway, we got it done. Yeah. So it's West Oak Road now.
Road,
so,
not street. It's road.
No, it's road. That's West Oak Drive now, with West Oak Road in the beginning.
Well, that we got that settled. Because
Kerwood Chapel was going to fix it for me.
I hear you.
Few more cars, it'll be West Oak Boulevard.
I tell you what,
right? You get the six or seven cars.
The problem with people flying that road is from my house up to Pennington, the deer will jump out in front of you. Oh, every afternoon, at least one comes out in front. And people don't have any sense of danger. Mm-hmm. And across the road from my house, there's a gully 30 feet deep. Mm-hmm. So if you hit a deer and go in that gully, you got a problem. Mm-hmm. But they just
find you the next 65 day.
65 miles an hour right down.
They don't know. They don't know if they see one, another two or three are behind them.
Well, if one runs out, you're going to have two or three.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
More than one.
In fact, there was one in my driveway got killed this last season and had one this year. But, you know, and it don't take much.
It's amazing how many there are still around.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's
a bunch. TUK. Dealing with all
If you want a story, you go up and talk to the folks at TUK. There's much like everything else in life, they are a city divided. Half of them want to keep the deer and don't want anything to happen to the deer. And the other folks are like, get rid of them. Yeah. I don't care how you thin the herd.
You are incorrect there.
Oh, okay.
It's divided three ways.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
Part of them want to leave it the same.
Yep.
Part of them want to relocate them, which is against state law.
Okay.
And the third part want to render them sterile so they can't have any more babies.
Okay.
But the problem with that, that's a 15-year process.
Oh, and they don't have 15 years
they
there.
Don't. They got 300 per acre. Or
oh, yeah.
That's a huge
it's
number.
It's a lot.
Is it? Oh, 300 per acre.
I talked to the guy with DNR, and he just said that they got a problem.
Well, people were feeding them, and they had to tell them to stop feeding them.
I had a lady call one day, this a couple of years ago. She says, deer are coming up on my deck and eat my pansies. I said, do what? I said, generally, they don't come up on your deck. And she kept talking, and she finally, well, I feed them on the deck. I said, well, they're just eating the pansies as dessert when they leave. I mean, you bring them up there, they're going to eat whatever's around.
Yeah.
Now, we get a lot of people. We still sell deer corn and things like that. Uh-oh. That's some music. We have to take a break. We'll get right back to deer corn and other things
on the flip side.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, it's Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. This time of year, it's important to make sure food is available to your feathery friends. Refill and refresh your bird bath and feeders often. Plus, get your 2 pounds of free bird seed on your first store visit. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Are you tired of paying high energy bills trying to keep your home cool? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We have the right remedy. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and start saving electricity and money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust that causes allergy discomfort.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100. Do you have an above-ground pool? It's a great way for your family to enjoy cool fun in the summer heat. Let BioGuard make it easy to always keep the water clear and sparkling. Visit Imperial Pool and Patio and ask about BioGuard pool care products. They're ideal for above-ground pools. You'll get expert advice and a customized pool care program to fit your family's pool. Visit the BioGuard experts on above-ground pools at Imperial Pool and Patio, 21 Bypass Rock Hill, or behind the Waffle House, Lake Wiley.
Pour some Labrador and turn the key.
You feeling all right?
I'm not feeling too good myself.
Okay, we're back to the gardener's bench. As I said earlier, we're here every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. Okay, you've mentioned earlier, stuck with me, The show is 6 to 9, mm-hmm. the morning show, mm-hmm. but you don't get there to 6:30. So who's there from 6 to 6:30?
Manning Kimmel and Stephen Stone will handle they are the opening act.
The opening credits.
For okay. Palmetto Mornings.
And Stephen's here basically 24 hours a day anyway.
So totally.
But 30 minutes to him is nothing to do. A little
right. But there are times that sometimes I get here at 9 or 6. I get here earlier, I'll jump in. But I did ask whenever I came on board if I can just have, 5 to 6 is one time in my day that I can exercise, because I can't do it after the newscast. There's too much commitment after work. I'm usually tired because it's a production at CN2.
I'm going to tell you what, 3 hours on the air is a job. Mm-hmm.
So I do that for 3 hours until 9, and then at 9 o'clock, I literally just switch gears and switch to CN2, and we'll do that for 8 hours.
Their show's a little more organized than ours.
You know just what? There are some differences, but just being
but
here.
You can plan all you want, but sometimes you get on there.
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities between our show and this one.
I do an agenda. I used to every show.
He quit bringing his paper.
I see that. You have nothing in front of you.
We just ad-libbed.
That's it.
The second section. Mm-hmm. It's got off track, and we never got back on. And this young man here, sometimes you got to rein him in and get him back on track. Gave up.
It's fun to take the wheel every now and then.
Right, it is. Yeah. Well, you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. It's a conversation. So if you have to work so hard at it, it's really not a conversation.
Me and him never really had to work hard at talking to each other. So
we
don't talk during the week, though.
Is that on purpose?
Yeah, so yeah, I have something to talk about. I'm joking.
You called me Thursday night to tell me he was going to be on the show.
Yeah.
And then sent me an email, too.
That was actually last night. But
but he's counting, right?
I called you on the way home from work yesterday.
Thursday night. Because I got the email yesterday.
I didn't know to yesterday. I think you texted me yesterday.
I think so. I will tell you, though, chemistry is hard to find because when I worked for the NBC affiliate in Columbia, we would have a consultant come in once a quarter, and they would work with you on your appearance and just everything. And she was saying there are certain TV stations she works with throughout the country that they actually have like a studio at their home base for the for the consultant business, that they have to bring people in, anchors in, to work with them on how to get chemistry. And I said, what? I said, for me, you should have chemistry pretty quickly. As I've described how I was raised, my dad used to always humble us real quick. And he's like, you're no better or no different than anyone else in this world. And so anyone else is the same way. They can have more money than you. They can have more power than you. They can be born with a silver spoon in your mouth, or they can be broke as can be. But everyone wakes up the same. They put their pants on the same, and they go through life the same. And that really has helped me.
It sounds like my dad.
Yeah.
So it's the whole world runs on how you treat people.
Totally.
And if you want to be treated well, you should treat people well.
That's exactly right.
That's from the Bible, but I mean, that's been a rule. And my golf team, that's one of my rules is treat people the way you want to be treated. And we won't have to have all these meetings about who's not getting along with each other and all that stuff.
So true.
I told you we grew up raising horses. Mm-hmm. My first job, my dad, when I was 12 years old, I went to him and said, we need to talk about allowance. He said, what's that? And I said, my friends are getting them. I think I need one. You're allowed to live here.
That's a good one, because my daughter just the other day asked, can she get an allowance for doing chores around the house? And I said, I think you want to just take that sentence and just put it away. I don't think you want to continue that. That's a good one.
He said, you're allowed to live here, and the subject never came up again.
Totally agree. I never got an allowance.
But your daughter's too cute. Well, it's not like Steve. I raised boys. They wanted money, but they're not cute. They were just nasty.
I was popular in my younger days. But anyway, that's another story.
I did meet Lucas years ago. His daughter,
Collins,
and she's playing golf now, and I'm kind of proud of that because she came to one of my first ever Northwestern Trojan golf camps, and just a cute little, I don't know how old she was.
She was like five or six.
Five or six. And we had it at Waterford. It was a fun week. And then, my hopes – with that if somebody would play golf later, and she is playing golf. So.
David, I shared that story the other day on Palmetto Mornings, talking about I was going to be on here, and I said, we've known each other for many years. Just our jobs have always intersect, but I said, I got a chance to meet David when I signed Collins up for summer golf camp, and she just loved it. She just, you said every time you turn around, she was right there asking a question and doing this and that, and so at the end, you gave her those clubs, and she
had a little pink driver. Yep.
She kept them forever, and we actually gave them to the neighbor across from us, who she now does golf.
I would hope that you would just that's what the best thing about golf stuff, if your kids outgrow golf, find somebody else to give them to, and then
so they can I got to bring you some that, somebody play with to find out if they want to play or not.
Yeah.
They're old. So.
Oh, yeah, bring them.
People bring me clubs all the time at Carolina Fresh. I would pass them along. And
Rhonda, did you know Merle Shelley? Shelley's Highway Patrol.
I know that name.
Had a little bar over there by the bowling alley after he retired.
Yeah.
His wife had them.
That's Shantae's dad, isn't
Shantae's
it?
Shantae's mom and dad.
Yeah.
Well,
hey, Shantae.
They were Merle's clubs.
Oh, wow.
Lady Pink's.
How about that?
So
those are nice.
She sold them cheap to Rhonda. Mm-hmm. So I go, can't think of the name. He worked for Comporium, but it's over on Cherry Road. He got it made golf clubs.
Randy D's.
Randy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I had him make her custom woods.
Oh, nice.
$700 worth of woods. She played with them one time.
Oh, no.
Oh, it was great.
Gosh. Well, at least she looked good.
We were down at the beach and, Myrtle Wood, where we had the golf tournament every year.
Mm-hmm.
We had a round of golf they gave me for the next year. So they started us on the back nine. So the first round, only round of golf she ever played, she started on number 10 on Myrtle Wood.
How about that? I like old Myrtle Wood.
The general manager came by on the golf court and looked at me and said, "You are not really starting her on this course."
Well, she's funny.
Awesome softball player. Well, she was swinging and missing the ball by 6 inches.
Oh, yeah.
And so we got around the front nine. She shot a 36 on the front nine.
Oh, my gosh.
It was the back nine that was horrible. Front nine, she played better than I did.
That's awesome.
But I still got those clubs, and she tells me to bring them to you, but I'll bring them over there one day. But Lord, I got $700-$800 worth of drivers.
Gosh. Mm.
Somebody's give me a deal. So it's $1,000 driver for $500. Well, I would buy it. I didn't play with it but one time, but I'd buy it.
Well, David really did get her interested in golf. You made it fun, and she is on the
What I try to do. Make
Waterford
fun.
Junior PGA team this summer, and had it was spending every Friday night walking nine holes with your daughter.
It's great.
It was great. It was a lot of fun.
Well, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back to the gardener's bench.
See Imperial Pool and Patio for a full line of BioGuard pool accessories. This is Kevin Ice. See us about our easy three-step sanitizing program and start enjoying a pool full of sparkling blue water all the time.
Imperial Pool and Spas in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or carolinafreshfarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curve.
Boom, boom.
Okay, Matthew's on a roll.
That song's about Steve and Tommy when they was in the mountains. The good old boys.
Nah.
Just moonshining.
When I
say stuff, it makes Steve think.
I was two and a half years.
He did pause.
I'm 2.5 years older than he is, but I was four he was a ninth grade when I was in 12th yeah. grade, so we didn't associate much. It was after he graduated.
Yeah.
He started coming up the West. I went to Western Carolina.
Yeah, so Colorway.
Beautiful Colorway. Yeah. yeah. Beautiful colors, too. Purple.
In 1975, Playboy magazine ruled what? That Western Carolina was the number one party school in America.
Because of one individual.
In
Steve Crump.
In 1976, East Carolina won. Mm. And but at the bottom, yeah. they said, sorry, Western Carolina, we no longer rank professionals.
Oh, wow.
And we were in the middle of a dry county.
How about that?
You had to go over the mountain to Haywood County to get alcohol.
Yeah.
But on Friday afternoon, it was well,
people do what they gotta
line
do.
Going over the mountains.
So you and your exploits have been indirectly covered with in Playboy. You've been yeah. in Playboy.
Sure.
Wow, Steve. Trailblazer.
That's
well,
right.
Well, you know, a lot but of topics come up on the Gardener's Bench.
That was 1975, though. That was another life ago.
But it did happen.
I got a copy of it somewhere.
Yeah,
I
remember
where it is. But
I remember there was several schools
just for the
in
article.
Carolinas there for a minute. Yeah, the jokes, actually. That's what they like.
Well, one thing, you get old, you start thinking, and it's like we were talking about you're the person that hired you. I can tell you some stories.
Oh, I'm sure.
I can tell you today his daddy pulled the plug on the money for CN2.
Oh, okay.
That was interesting.
Oh, wow.
Well, I'm glad it came back.
Yeah.
Well, that was supposed to be a recording studio, all kinds of stuff there that never happened, but that's because Johnny got kind of carried away. But
they've done well with it.
I have to give him credit. He pushed it to the limit.
He sure has, and still to this day. I mean, good. We've moved from our location where a lot of people knew where we were located at CN2 on Elizabeth Avenue. We've moved up here, upstairs, at the broadcast house. I mean, it is a true broadcast house now. And they, quote one of my favorite movies ever, they spared no expense. I mean, they really gave us whatever we needed, whatever we wanted, and so we're very fortunate. We celebrated our 30th anniversary at CN2 last fall, and to compete with a big city right up the road, Charlotte.
That's probably one of your biggest challenges, just being right in Charlotte.
Like WRHI too. I mean, it's great that they complement what we do here, but we're so ingrained in the community that if we didn't exist, CN2 and WRHI, and relied solely on Charlotte to give us our news, again,
that's
they
different.
Do the best job that they can, but they're not coming. The Come See Me Festival is 14 days. They come down here maybe 2 days, and they come to one event and they move. I mean,
they
move
don't
on.
Have time. Yeah.
Yeah, we spend like almost four weeks covering these events. So, you know, there's an importance to that. Same thing with other festivals.
Well, there's not many towns the size of Rock Hill has a television station.
That's true.
I mean, how many around Charlotte have television stations?
None. Yep. That state line is one of our greatest assets. Yeah.
Believe it or not, it's all based on CNN.
It is true. Right. That was the brainchild.
That was the original. Yeah. That same wedding I was telling you about. He stood behind me. He says, we're going to do this program where we repeat the news every 30 minutes. I said, Johnny, you lost your ever-loving mind. Nobody's going to watch the same newscast every 30 minutes. Shows how smart I was, huh? And that was in the 80s.
That's true. But we CNN was like the framework for our station, but we do not hold the same journalism values media of 2023 that they do. We are still fair and balanced.
Yeah.
Well, one thing CN2. I remember the most is the Senior Barnes at the time, whatever they did, it had to be positive.
Yep.
They were not going to allow any kind of negative news, rumors or stuff. It had to be factual news. And you could tell the truth, but you couldn't come up with your opinion.
Well, I think from CN2 to Palmetto Mornings, I think y'all stay pretty positive on Palmetto Mornings.
We do.
I like that. Because you don't want to turn on the news in the morning and hear a bunch of stuff and start your day in a negative way, you know.
My lovely bride goes to work at 6:30 in the morning, so she usually wakes me up around 6 to change my bandages and all that stuff. So she turns the TV on to one of the Charlotte stations because she wants the weather and she wants the traffic report. Well, every 15 minutes they rebroadcast the news, and after a while you sit there going, the more they do this, the more I realize they're not saying anything.
Steve's like, where's the remote?
Yeah.
Well, I'm fortunate. So living on a farm, and I was a lifeguard in college, so I had to get up early to open up the pool at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I've always been accustomed to an early morning schedule. So this is not that early when I have to do it during the week on Palmetto mornings. And when I worked in Columbia, I was the early morning reporter there and had to be at work at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
so
it wasn't,
you just get you get used to it.
No.
But the same thing to your point, first thing in the morning, you know, I'm a pretty chipper kind of guy, glass half full kind of guy. You know, when people tell us something, I don't automatically go to the worst case scenario in our line of work and assume that everyone is out to get you. I will we'll continue to ask questions. You know, we certainly are not going to just go, well, we won't cover that, but we'll ask questions and play devil's advocate, which, you know, you don't obviously have in today's time. But for the morning, it should be, you know, a fun start to your day because your day is already going to be hectic no matter what you do. And you don't want to wake up to death and destruction and horrible things.
Fires you have to put out throughout the day. That's but, the way I look at it.
That's right. But if those things happen, we also do cover it. It's just a balance of everything else in the day.
Well, the great thing for David and I in this show, the first year I did it, they watched me pretty close, but it was a 30-minute show and I was by myself. And then the first year we did it, they kind of kept an
eye
on
up?
Us.
Yes.
But that third year, they've left us alone. As long as they keep people keep calling in and telling them how much they like it.
Well, Manning and Allen are cool.
I mean, they're great.
They don't. They're very supportive.
They tell us the same thing in the mornings. They said, it's your show. But, because we'll ask certain things like, how should we approach this or what should we do with this? And both Allen and Manning literally say, it's your show. Whatever you want to do, we'll stand by you, which is really nice.
They,
and gives
they
us,
do back,
it really gives us freedom to really stretch your wings. And there are things that we've tried and we're like, that didn't go well. We won't be doing that again. But you kind of have to learn yourself.
No, you can relax.
Problem. You can relax.
Sit here and relax. Right. And like you say, the chemistry, we're just, me and Steve have known each other a long time. We're just in here talking. I mean, we're not. Are we experts on everything? No. We know a little
bit.
We know a little bit about a lot of stuff.
Now, when I said I was coming here, you know what my wife said? My wife said, are they going to ask you gardening related questions? Because she said, you don't know anything about gardening.
Yeah, and I'm like, what does your tomato plant
Yeah, it's exactly
like?
Right.
You know more than you think.
That is what I said, Katie, I get out there and trim the hedges and I know exactly what to do.
Katie, I was raised on a farm.
That's right. I know you don't crate murder your trees.
Yeah.
I've learned that.
Oh, there you go.
That's Paul's line.
I know. That's it.
I do some of that, though.
Do you? That's okay. I had him come over to our house and look at our grass, and when he walked away, he gave me a blueprint of what our yard looks like with all the grass, and I said, Paul,
that's
is a
your
lot.
Grass, man.
I know.
All right. You got it, old man?
Okay. Who's old?
We're going to take a break.
I shaved my beard so
and we'll be right back with the gardener's bench.
Everybody here is out of sight, but they don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, it's Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. This time of year, it's important to make sure food is available to your feathery friends. Refill and refresh your bird bath and feeders often. Plus, get your 2 pounds of free bird seed on your first store visit. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Are you tired of watery eyes, sneezing, and congestion from allergies? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
At AirTech, we can improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and humidifiers and help your family breathe cleaner air. And don't forget, when we replace your worn-out air system, you'll start saving electricity and money immediately.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
We now have them. Imperial Pools introduces Louisiana Grills. This is Mike Elder. They're as good or better than other wood pellet grills, but at half the price. Save now with cover, side shelf, and starter bag of pellets, all for only $7.99. Imperial Pools, Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
I
Okay, and we're back to the gardener's bench. And since Mr. Rector's talking about people being old, I'm going to let him make the shout out.
Oh, yeah. I need to do a couple shout outs, but I want to do a shout out for Dotsy McElvin. I believe that's the way you say her last name.
McElveen.
McElveen. I'm sorry. Dotsy, which I love that name. She listens to us every Saturday morning, does her coffee while she's listening to us. Her daughter came in the store, and we're kind of maybe going to do some business with her daughter, but her daughter took a picture with me and then sent it to her mom, and she's like, oh, man, that's awesome. So I want to tell her happy
Saturday. We're just going to have happy to get Saturday.
And Miss McElveen, she actually brought us muffins.
She sure did.
4 weeks ago.
On Palmetto Mornings.
How about that?
For one of the co-hosts. So, of course, I co-host Palmetto Mornings with Ashley Lang 3 days a week and Alex Greenewalt on the other 2 days. And I think it was Alex's birthday. And so she brought him in for Alex's birthday, which is great.
How about that?
So I'm on there.
Sounds like Rock Hill when you say somebody's name and then they know the other
person. That's it.
So it's like Rock Hill has 7 degrees of separation.
It really does.
Seven people. So.
For sure.
And the muffins were delicious.
Oh, they were great.
Awesome. Thank you.
That's the important part.
Yes.
We went through them in 24 hours.
And my oldest son's birthday is today. Michael, he's 36 years old.
Wow.
I have a 36-year-old. How about that?
He can't be that old.
He is. My youngest one will be 33 in September. So.
Well, the twins are 30, and Hannah will be 33 October 1st.
Yeah. Mm.
With her, I don't even know how old her baby is now.
Yeah, wow. And my last shout-out is for the Old Town Market downtown. Go downtown, the farmer's market, fresh vegetables.
He does that every week.
Yeah.
For years.
And we are going to do our show live here one day when we work it out. So.
Oh, that'd be great.
I like to take this thing on the road, and Stephen and all of them are like,
Stephen, I love a field trip on Palmetto Mornings.
Well, maybe he'll be on vacation.
I'll come back.
I'm telling you.
I'll come back.
We do the Master Gardener Symposium down in Chester. That's our second show of the year every year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a pain to do it on. But we can't hear Matt at all.
Yeah, there are some comforts when you're in the studio versus being
Stephen's
out in the field.
And Stephen's down there.
Not too bad.
Stephen
does this. He does his arms a lot.
And we're supposed to understand what he's saying. But it works out.
He runs a tight ship.
And Stephen this past year, I couldn't hardly get in the building.
Yeah.
It was a lot of folks.
I mean, it was full of people. Yeah.
Well, obviously, you guys know, you're in the industry. I think COVID made folks realize how great it is to be outdoors and spend time
outside.
People
are doing concerts. Right. Big time now. So it's good.
The 3 years of COVID, we were considered an essential use, so we had to stay open.
At
the first 3-4 weeks, we were hammered. Mm-hmm. I mean,
it was exhausting.
We had nowhere near enough people to wait on.
There was some good profitable though.
Oh, it was profitable.
You went home tired every night.
People were spending time at home, realizing how bad everything looked.
Yeah,
right?
Really,
they wanted to change it.
What they told
time
me
to look around
is,
a little bit.
They got sent home from work, so they had to stay at home. Mm. And people were actually eating dinner and lunch with their family for the first time in 20 years.
Novel idea, right?
So they walked around the yard and realized how bad everything looked, so they hadn't looked at it in 10 years.
I think a lot of the wives were probably happy about that because they're like, I've been telling you for years this yard looks like junk. Now do something with it.
Thing is, they'd pull in, I want 25 of those. They didn't ask you what they were. They didn't ask you how much they cost. They just wanted them. And it was all you could do to get them loaded. We had people get mad and leave. I mean, we just didn't have enough people. Mm. We weren't ready for it.
Yep.
Nobody knew it was going to happen.
No, they really didn't. Didn't know what to expect.
Okay. Matthew's giving us a sign now. We're going to be right back and wrap up this edition of the Garden Show.
It's Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. This time of year, it's important to make sure food is available to your feathery friends. Refill and refresh your bird bath and feeders often. Plus, get your 2 pounds of free bird seed on your first store visit. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Not all swimming pools should be maintained the same way. This is Barrett Elder with Imperial Pools. We're your professional BioGuard authorized dealer, and we have a customized care plan for your pool. Bring in your water sample for expert analysis, and we'll help you keep your water clear and sparkling all season long. Stop by with questions and walk away with a customized BioGuard pool care program tailored to meet all your needs.
See us in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Benny Etter here. We'll get you ready for the hot weather with an annual checkup. We'll clean the coils, replace air filter, and check your Freon and safety controls.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Just one look at you, and I know it's going to be a lovely day.
Back to the Gardener's Beach. It's about time to wrap up this week's rendition edition. It's
too
been
big a
such
word
a pleasure to have Mr. Big Fadden with us today.
Well, I appreciate it.
I knew
it.
It'd be fun. That's like why I wanted him to come.
Oh, y'all are a great group of guys.
Like you told him, we don't really go by an agenda or anything. We just, wherever it takes us, that's what we do.
So maybe we'll get invited to his show. We actually were invited. A couple months, something happened, we couldn't do it on that Friday.
That is right. But we like cross pollination. Yeah. You like what I did there?
I don't remember
on this at
you
OTS Media.
And I couldn't do it, and I don't remember why I couldn't do it without you.
Well, that's a good team right there because you are one together as a team. Yeah. If one can't do it, then
we wanted to brand it.
That's it. That's really truly. I mean, I think that speaks volumes to the success of this show and just of your friendship. And
maybe
respect.
Next time you come on here, you can bring one of your young ladies.
I'm sure y'all would much rather have one of them than.
No, we would not.
In this unshaved face.
Come with you.
You got to remember how long I've known you.
That is true.
I've known him. He was just barely above a teenager.
Yeah. Might have been a teenager.
Yeah, he went through the maintenance.
Trying to plant some plants and
a couple times.
Make some dollars.
But he was working at Carolina Downs golf course.
Yeah.
Gosh. And he's gone.
We did a lot of work for Mr. Downs back in the 80s. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you did.
Kind of rambled around here, but anyway, it's
well, I want to remind everybody we're open today, 8 to 2 o'clock, Carolina Fresh.
We're not.
Rolling Hills is not open. That doesn't mean Steve's not going to be doing a gardener's bench. It just means he's the nursery's closed.
I don't have to work on Saturdays.
Yeah, he doesn't have to work on Saturdays, and Tommy's still doing some landscaping, trying to wrap up things, but
we're kind of whatever.
Yeah. It's fine. And tune in to hear Lucas on Monday through Friday.
6:30 tonight.
Yeah.
He has to go
tune in at 6 o'clock to hear Manning and Steve
going
Stone.
Going to the gym is more important than coming on air. That's what I got out of it.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
I'll start coming in. Maybe I'll go work out on Saturday morning, come in like 15 minutes later and let you start.
Oh, yeah. Be great.
Contract's already been signed.
Let's put it this way. You won't do it long.
Ooh. He's hard.
I still got a little clout.
Yeah,
not much, but a little.
That's great, man.
It's
but I'm happy that you're feeling better.
A few weeks ago, I was on Manning's
Straight Talk
at the substation 2, and Tommy, they set it up for me and Tommy to be there. It was the day before we closed, so both of us couldn't leave. So Rhonda met me there, and she went on with me. And we got through, and Manning's wife, Sheila, and her brother walked up, and Sheila's hugging my neck and telling me how great the show is and how everybody loves it. And I said, how do you know this?
People That's talk. Word of mouth is stronger than
apparently it is.
Anything else that you have, for sure.
Okay. Anyway, we're wrapping it up for this week. I want to thank Mr. Steven Stone, our executive producer, and Mr. Matt Howers, our managing director, which I added these on.
He gave him these titles.
I like these titles a lot, yeah, Steve.
Yeah. Hey, I'm in charge. My wife's in charge at home now, so I got to be
Sergeant
in charge.
Major, right.
Steve's getting his freedom back.
Until me and Alan tell me no, I'll keep doing it.
Beware, hey, Rock Hill.
That's right. I'm on a roll. Actually went to Ebenezer Grill yesterday for the first time.
You.
Every time I went, I couldn't even get in the parking lot.
Yeah, there you go.
So anyway. What?
This
we'll
is
see
it.
You, we'll see you next week on the radio.
Yeah, that's it.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Imperial Pool and Spas, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.